EU institutions are getting to grips somewhat with the whole range of issues that are covered in relation to the impact on the Irish border region, but on the entire island of Ireland, the issues related to the Good Friday Agreement, and the fact that so much of that agreement is indivisibly embedded into EU law. And obviously there are relations there with agriculture and food safety. So it's not a radical departure by the Commission from previous statements, and a number of issues still have to be addressed, including what will happen with the border itself. But it is a move in the right direction in terms of what Sinn Féin have been calling for. And I think there is now some need for further clarity in relation to agriculture and trade issues, because as you know, Sinn Féin's position and strategy since the referendum and Brexit last year has been to demand some form of designated special status for the North, which would allow the North effectively to continue to participate in a number of EU bodies, including from an agriculture point of view, operate under EU rules regarding labelling, food safety, traceability, animal health and welfare. But special status would also mean a complete rejection of any hardening of the border in Ireland, because in order to protect trade and processing and the integrity of Irish agriculture, it is absolutely critical for, from my view, and I think most people in the farming community would agree this, that we operate on an island of Ireland basis. And what the Commission's paper this week called for was a unique solutions to issues around Ireland, and that would effectively amount to special designated status. In relation to agriculture, I think there is a recognition at an EU level in terms of how agricultural communities in Ireland, North and South, are deeply interwoven. The language of the paper recognises this, but what we now need to see are actually practical solutions from all negotiating partners, from the EU, from the British government, but also from the Irish government, who haven't yet provided any real understanding as to how to protect farming communities. And we've seen in recent months currency fluctuations that have dealt a massive blow to particularly the beef and mushroom sectors, that have highlighted the need for urgent solutions. What I've done in an attempt to try and address that at EU level is tabled amendments to the draft EU budget, which is actually coming before Parliament next week. And what I'm calling for in that is an agri-Brexit fund that would allow farmers who have suffered income decreases, in some cases severe income decreases, as a result of Brexit-related issues.
And indeed, the IFA have issued a statement calling for such a fund just this morning, particularly in terms of the impact that currency fluctuations are having on the beef sector, as you've said there. Are you getting any indications from the EU and from the Commission that that call will be heeded?
Well, the biggest problem that we have at this point is that the Irish government haven't officially asked for it. I've met with Simon Coveney this week, and the indications I got from him was that he didn't believe that the Irish government would be seeking a special Brexit fund. I noticed an article in the Politico website, which is an EU journal, that quoted Phil Hogan as saying that he believed that the Irish government would. So there's obviously a little bit of confusion here. And one of the problems that we have is that the Irish government seems to be insinuating that the impact that people have seen on their prices isn't Brexit related, as it deals with currency fluctuations. But as we all know, the currency fluctuations have been caused by Brexit, so it quite clearly falls under the criteria.